Oh, welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, as well as the Devil Radio app. Brian, real quick, before we get into this next story, I want to share just a little update. We had an incident earlier today in southeastern Wisconsin. There were six injured in an explosion and fire at a Wisconsin Pier factory in Eagle, Wisconsin. So if you saw a large cloud of black smoke coming up from the area around Waukesha. So Eagle's a small community in Waukesha County. There was a fire there earlier. Believe they're all injuries. They're being treated in the hospital, so there were no fatalities noted yet, but firefighters were on the scene quickly after the 7:30 report of flames and smoke this morning. And so wishing the best for the community of Eagle. As more gets brought up on this story, we will keep you tuned on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You can also follow the station on Twitter to receive breaking news updates like that. It's WAUK Radio is the handle for the station over there. You can also follow Devil Radio on Twitter at Devil Radio 927. Brian, so who are you? And that is an interesting question because yeah. It seemed to get asked. And as we talked about some of the evolution of Wisconsin Republicans, this is an important evolution to talk about as well. And it came across me today because it got shared earlier by some of the Wisconsin reporters focusing on a new book that's out by Jeremy Peters over at the New York Times. The book's called Insurgency, talking about Trump's rise in 2015 and 2016. There's an interesting little tidbit that ties back to Wisconsin here, Brian, yeah. And the evolution of one of our own, former Governor Scott Walker.
Or the de-evolution, as it were, because he really didn't get too far as growing up.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on which way you want to look at it.
there's a lot to be said for the guy, but let's read this quote from this book here. The fair-haired boy to emerge from Bossie's Iowa event was Governor Walker of Wisconsin, who dominated the news after giving what the media and Republican political establishment hailed as a goalpost-setting speech. Wonderful that they none of them voted for him. Walker talked about being a fighter and being the Goliath-like labor unions, fighter and beating the Goliath-like labor unions that had tried to recall him from office. I would let's not worry about that characterization there.
Yeah.
He presented himself as a man of modest means, loser, like most Americans, and described what it was like to use coupons to buy a shirt at a Kohl's department store, which he rigorously rehearsed before talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Afterward, Walker shot to the top of the polls. Trump stayed in single digits. Trump, who had no idea who Walker was, because why would you bother looking up who you're running against? Because, you know, that's how detailed-oriented Trump is. Couldn't believe it. Who the F is Scott Walker, he growled as he saw Walker's performance praised in the media. Great. One thing Trump did know after seeing the cable news coverage of Walker's speech was that Walker didn't have the look. Trump had always been image conscious. His frame of reference on how something or someone should look was the movies. That's because that, by the way, it's
because movies are real life.
By the way, he based his foreign, or at least his border policy, on Sicario 2, Day of the Soldad, because it's pretty much the same. At least the speech he gave at the border mirrored the events of Sicario 2, because that's what a smart person does. Anyway, I want to juxtapose what was said about Scott Walker by Donald Trump before the election,
yeah,
and then what was said after the election. Because again, consistency is Trump's middle name.
And remember, Walker left that presidential race in 2015, the 2015-2016 cycle, after 73 days. And in leaving, he said that he was dropping out of the race to clear the field so a better conservative alternative to Trump could win. That is why Walker left the race in 2015-2016.
Yep. That's what a real leader is.
Yes. So let's hear what the former president had to say about Wisconsin's former governor.
Yeah.
Before.
And when I see Scott Walker with his little motorcycle and he puts his helmet on and he gets off and he makes a speech, but you know, he's always riding it like, you know, he gets off a bike like he's a big tough guy. Okay. Or a little tough guy.
Yeah, real good. Real nice guy.
Because I've been nice to Scott Walker. Uh-huh. And, he's a nice guy. He came up to my office like 3-4 months ago, presented me with a plaque because I helped him with his election. I liked that he was fighting. At least I didn't know what the hell he was doing, but he was fighting, and I like a fighter.
Great, great job.
Their lobbyists, their special interests, and their donors will start calling President Walker. Now, here's what happens with President Walker, whose state, by the way, is a disaster, but I won't say that.
But instead, later on,
Walker came around like many of the other Republicans
and sniveled
in the
up
field.
To him and yep. licked his behind and all that stuff.
Crawled
it's a
at
pleasure
his feet.
To see my good friend, Governor Scott Walker. He has been such a big help. He has been so incredible. Stand up, Scott. My good friend, Governor Scott Walker. If you want, we can leave the press or we can have the press leave immediately. I'll leave that up to Scott Walker. I gave it to Scott Walker. He is an unbelievably talented guy. I'm telling you, Scott Walker. So I gave Scott the ball, and he carried the ball. And
that ball that they're referencing? Foxconn.
Yeah.
That's what they're praising.
What a great
then.
Job. Did you not forget that these people were the ones that completely, pushed Foxconn on everyone? Trump tried to take credit for it, and then Walker tried to take credit for it, and they were all trying to take credit. Who's out front taking credit for it now? Is anyone – are they signing their names onto it? Are they being really strong on that decision they made? How about that? How about when Trump was, campaigning in front of a factory? When I'm president, you won't lose one factory. That exact factory closed when he became president.
Yeah.
Look at what you're talking about, people. Look at who you are. Look at the people that are just so, people running against Ron Johnson for Senate. I'm totally cool with at least like 5-6 of them, over Ron Johnson in general, and just as a senator, period. Let alone whether I agree with them or not, they're competent human beings. What? Who are these people? How did you get to Scott Walker? The guy's the loser. He has no skills. Donald Trump, he thinks that movies are real. How do you get to this place, people? I don't know.
They want to complain about the problems, and they don't want to put in the work to work for the solutions. That's what it is. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Plenty of time for your phone calls. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
I believe that I'm being called to lead by helping to clear the field in this race